Joining us in the media center, our funny car winner, Ron Capps, after a great day at the AAA Insurance Midwest Nationals here at Gateway. Ron's last win was just one race ago, Reading, Pennsylvania, last final round, also Reading. 58th career win, many runner-ups, crew chief Ron Tobler, and four wins at this facility, last coming in 2007, qualified third, and is the funny car points leader, second consecutive countdown victory in the defending Mellow Yellow Funny Car World Champion. Ron kept using the word Toblerized throughout the weekend. It was October. Constantly giving credit to your crew chief, Ron Tobler, as champion. What did he do today to help achieve this victory?
Well, it wasn't just today. It was, you know, it started in qualifying. It really left Reading with us and just the confidence that, you know, it was hot there. It was the conditions that we liked, but we knew that... I saw Robert's article the other day about cool conditions, and when the conditions were cool like that on Friday nights and overcast, that nobody was in their league. And to the most part, it was true here lately. But I think that we wanted to close the gap, and Tobler did a great job the first lap on Friday. We had good enough conditions, and we went 85, and Robert went 84, so we were right there with him. Then it cooled off Friday night. We went 84, and he went 83. So... I really feel like Tobler has worked on that part of the tune-up, because we know, you know, last year we said semifinal average was going to win a championship, and we did that going to Pomona. And we beat them with consistency, didn't have a win. We went out second round. I lost on a hole shot in Charlotte, and we fixed that average by winning so that we got our semifinal average. Thank God he gave me a great race car in Pennsylvania. And so now, you know, I think that this year is even tougher, that it's going to take more than semifinals average. And you know, just it was big for Tobler to really show that he can run in the cool conditions. And Joe, as you know, the season-ending race is points and a half, and it's cool conditions. The time change will happen. It's going to be stout at Pomona. We know that, so we have to be able to run with those guys there. But that being with that being said, he's the best racer. He's so much fun to race with. I love his old school mentality. He gave me the biggest compliment I've ever had working for him when he turned around to me after one of the rounds today in the pit area, and I said, great job, man, great run. We didn't have lane choice, and I said, just a great job. And he said, no, you're driving like a champion. And I was like, floored me, because you don't hear those old school guys give out compliments. If they don't say anything, that's a compliment. If you did your job, they won't even say anything. But to give one out like that was huge coming from him.
We're going to open it up to questions from members of the media, questions for Ron Capps. And name and affiliation.
I'm Ken Roberts.
Yeah, everybody jump at once.
Yes.
Ken Roberts from the Post-Dispatch. Robert Height told me about...
Yeah, it's where I read it.
Yeah, you and him had the only cars out here that to beat. You proved... You were the right guy today.
Yeah. You got to go back to Charlotte. We had the pre-race press conference coming in. We won the regular season. And I said several times to the media that it's not going to be – well, I always talk about my teammates being the toughest cars. I really do. The toughest cars in the countdown every year are the cars that didn't make the countdown. And we saw that today with Lindbergh and Alexis's car. Those are two great cars that should be in it, and they're not, and they have nothing to prove. And they are the ones that are going to decide championships. It happens every year. So we fear them more so a lot of times than we do the countdown cars, because you're trying to race smart. They don't have to worry about that. They're testing for next year. Lindbergh even told me, we rode back in a golf cart after the semifinals together, getting ready to race the final, and we're having a great time. He's a young kid. He came to me for advice when he started driving the car, and I was lucky. Just a great guy. I loved talking with him. So I knew that they were going to go up there and swing for the fence. And like I said, it's going to be those cars that are going to give us all fits. In the meantime, we're just trying to get as many points as we can. And you know, I hadn't won here in a long time. I won the inaugural race, and I'll never forget it. And so the Monday morning, I rode to the rental car place, and I opened up the paper, the local paper, and there was a big picture of me in the front of the sports. And I went, wow, I've made it. And underneath it said, Joe Amato wins Top Fuel. And I went, well, I kind of made it. I sort of made it. My picture's there. But it was a compliment to even be mentioned with him. And so I'll never forget this race. And this will make four wins for us here. So I think we ought to add a race.
So Lindbergh put a lot of pressure on him because he's got nothing to lose.
We knew it going in. And I even said in the trailer, we talked about their last run and we talked about the upcoming run. They'd been consistent. Jim has not known to always be consistent. He loves to tinker and try things. And so I even said to Tobler, I go, man, they made a lot of runs in a row, good runs. And usually Jim Head likes to tinker and try things, and a lot of times it doesn't go down the track because he's trying things. Well, Tober said no. He said, do not count him out. He's got a handle, it seems, on that thing, and he's not going to let go of it now, and he's going to step on it. So we were expecting them to run what they ran, or a little better.
So it made you step up your game. Oh, then.
Yeah, and Lindberg is a kid that is a natural. Mm-hmm. He drives his own cars, tunes his own cars. He's got people standing in line asking him to tune their alcohol funny cars, Lucas Oil funny cars. And so he's a very talented kid and a lot of fun. I've celebrated after parties with him when he won his alcohol or his Lucas Oil funny car, and we won. And so we have a great time together. So I knew he was going to be tough.
So you're friends, but you're enemies at the same time.
No.
Today
it was for about 3.5 seconds.
Yeah. Ron, talk a little bit about the dynamic with just the points championship. The countdown was designed to make every run down the track really matter. Certainly seeing you and Robert both at the top of your game. You guys are coming out last, and points are on the line. All of these qualifying runs, then through eliminations. And when you see him go out, then there is an opportunity available to get points on your closest competition, on all your competition. But let's face it, it's about personalities here.
It's tough because I almost don't want to know. In Reading, when Robert went out, I didn't want to know what they were doing in front of us. I didn't want it to affect me. And your heart rate goes up. You're like, oh, here's a chance. So when he did go out in front of us, I'll tell you, I mean, you're just it's part of the countdown. It's just... It's a product of the countdown. You're not only watching what you're doing and focusing on what you're doing, but you're also, you know, you're grandstanding and looking to see what these other people are doing and doing like the fans do, counting points. And sometimes it'll bite you in the butt, but you just try not to worry about it. But, yeah, we definitely knew when he went out. I knew when Courtney went out. I knew that gave us a little bit of a pad. So, yeah, it's just – it's easy to – I mean, I know there are people up here that say, oh, don't worry about the points. But trust me, I don't know anybody out here that – doesn't worry about every single point, and we definitely were, and I think that's what you got to do.
Any more questions for Ron? Ron, congratulations on your victory here at the Gateway AAA Insurance Midwest Nationals.
Thank you, Joe. I'll talk to you Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations. Thanks.